This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And Mike Conti joins us at 1:20 on Mondays for the next couple of weeks, just with everything going on with camp. Normally we get the guests right around 11:40, which is when we normally talk to Mike. So Mike joins us now. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mikey?
I'm good, guys. How are you holding up?
Good. This tent is perfect. We're dry as a bone.
I've been up there. Well, I saw you guys up there. I was amazed. Like, that tent is just big enough to keep us dry and not a square inch bigger.
Yep.
So yeah, you were up here today. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I know you've been to many a training camp, but a chance to be up here and see a little bit of practice and all that. What did you see?
I'm going to confess about the extent of the practice that I saw today was two players on the field off to the side doing light jogging.
Yes.
I didn't make it. You're right. No. Yeah, I didn't make it over to the main field. I did hear, I think on your show as I was driving back, that our buddy James Pierce may have been in another scuffle. So there is that. I would kind of prefer that maybe he starts to just dial that back a teeny bit. You know, I think the point has been proven that,
Yes. Okay,
this guy's got an edge, and look out for that James Pierce. But I don't think it does you much good to be fighting against your own teammates in training camp. Although it sounds like it might have been a light scuffle anyway, and I don't want to make too much of that. But, you know, again, the thing that stands out to me the most with these early days of training camp, and this today was very, very light in terms of practice. Raheem said they'll go into full pads tomorrow and they're going to scrimmage on Wednesday. So this was really more of a ramp-up day. We just don't want anything silly, and we don't want to see anyone get hurt. And I like what Raheem had to say today about how they're going to use at least the quarterbacks. I don't know if he got into any more depth about usage in the game Friday night, but there's just no need to put anything into danger or risk right now with your first preseason game on Friday as far as exposing anyone to possible injury. Today was one of those days where the work was light enough, you didn't have to worry about anyone getting hurt.
What'd you think about that, Mike, them making the announcement this early before a game that these guys aren't going to play?
I'm good with it. I mean, okay. I'm okay with setting the expectation. I know a lot of people really excited just to see a live football game Friday night. I get it. I do think, I'll just say it, I've said it before, I do think over the last couple years, the Falcons' organizational philosophy to mail in preseason games has been a mistake.
Yeah.
Flat out. I think it's been a mistake. And I think you've seen some carryover effect of that early in the regular season. And this is not a Raheem Morris thing. This dates all the way back to when Dan Quinn was the head coach. They would mail in preseason games. And I just there's that balance. Like, I'm praising the fact that you don't want to expose players to injury. That's good. But I'm also saying you don't want to mail in the preseason. So where's the balance? Hopefully that balance is achieved next week when you get into the Titans. And those joint practices are really, really important. That probably will be treated more like a preseason game than the actual thing next Friday. Those joint practices are vital. But you know, I'm good at least with the transparency that no one is going to go to the stadium Friday night expecting to see Michael Penix now. I'm fine right. with being transparent with your fans.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Like, if you're going to do this, which I think we kind of all, you know, whatever. It's the new normal. It's hard to get used to new normals when you're used to the old normal. You also like to see your favorite guys play. But if they're going to do it like this, at least let us know early so we can prepare for
exactly.
it. A little bit of breaking news here from a Falcons perspective, courtesy of Adam Schefter. Falcons right tackle Caleb McGarry signed a 2-year, $30 million extension.
Good for him.
Per his agent Colin Roberts.
Good
so
for him.
That's
good
something for him. That we've you know talked a bit about at the beginning of camp. Just final year for him and what's that look like and blah blah blah. They signed him up to 2-year extension onto this one. So 3 years more of contract for Caleb McGarry on that offensive line. And you know, one of the things, Mike, we talk about is continuity in that group.
Yes.
This definitely achieves that.
No doubt, and I think that's a very fair number for player and team, right?
Yes.
That feels right on the bullseye to me. That doesn't feel like an overpay. That doesn't feel like a robbery either. That just feels like a right on the bullseye number to me. And McGarry has been incredibly solid and incredibly deserving of that extension, and continuity is key. I think continuity across the board is key. I mean, not just on your offensive line, but you know, the morning shift even this morning was talking about the continuity that you have with the coaching staff, the continuity that you have with people in the building, and how that all turns over anytime you make a coaching change or a big change in the front office. And you know, this is an off season and a training camp now where the Falcons hopefully are benefiting from the continuity of a coaching staff now being back for a second year, as opposed to last year when it was more of a adaptive process for a lot of the players and the coaching staff.
Mike, what do you we were talking earlier, because the coaches poll came out, and we know whenever Penn State is being praised, you get nervous.
Yeah,
right? It came out, the coaches poll is number 3.
Yeah,
nervous, spot on. I thought it would be number 2. Behind Texas.
Well, they will be because Ohio and Texas play in week one. So as long as, you know, Penn State doesn't stub their toe against Nevada, you know, Penn State will be number 2. That's exactly where they should be, in my opinion, Randy. In my opinion, unless something very obvious or glaring has changed year over year, you should take the final standings from last year and start the new poll that way, unless there's a glaring reason not to. Like, for example, if you know, Colorado, you're not going to rank them the same because Hunter and Sanders are gone, so you're going to drop them.
Right.
You know, Notre Dame making a quarterback change, they dropped from 2 to 5 in this coach's poll. All right, I get that. Penn State finished in 3rd place last year. They should start in 3rd place. Ohio State's the defending national champion. In my opinion, they should start number 1. They're number 2 in the coaches poll. Texas is number 1. Texas finished, 3rd last year. They should be right there with Penn State, 3rd or 4th. But, honestly, I look at this and I don't really see any glaring overratings or errors. I think maybe Arizona State at 11 is a little bullish, but you've got to put a Big 12 team up in that mix somewhere, and Arizona State is probably the team favorite to win that conference. I mean, I could really nitpick and say, Florida at 17, I'm not feeling that. Texas A&M at 21, like that feels like you're just trying to load the poll with some SEC teams. But I look at the top 10, Texas, Ohio, Penn State, Georgia, Notre Dame. I really have no issue with that. Clemson, Oregon, Alabama, LSU, Miami, maybe a little spicy on Clemson, but not, I think, ridiculous. And they'll get the early test against LSU. 2 ACC teams, 3 Big Ten, 3 SEC, or 4 SEC and Notre Dame in the top 10. That feels right. That feels just about right. Good job, coaches. For the most part, I think they got that right.
Yeah, I do too. I had no problem with it. I forgot about the fact that Texas and Ohio State play week 1 too. So making that a 1-versus-2 matchup is nice for the build up. Not that 1-versus-3 isn't good or 1-versus-4, but making it 1-versus-2 is nice too. I'll be honest, the one that kind of stands out as interesting was when this is now the 3rd time today we will talk about Illinois football, thanks in part to Casey Washington, who joined the show in the 11 o'clock hour, and the coaches poll coming out. I don't know. I always like seeing an unfamiliar face there in the top 15,
well,
top 10.
I think Illinois could be not a lot. Andy, I'm surprised. You went to a Big Ten school. I'm a little surprised you weren't watching Illinois more closely last year. Illinois was a very good undervalued team because they played in the Big Ten. They won their bowl game decisively against South Carolina, correct? Didn't they decisively beat them in the Citrus Bowl? Illinois gave Penn State 4 very tough quarters in a whiteout. That ended up being a 21-7 game. Illinois' defense is solid, really, really solid. And they return a lot of talented players from last year, and they're well coached, obviously, with Bielema. They don't play Penn State this year. I don't know where they play Ohio State or if they play them. I don't think they play Oregon. I mean, that's the thing now with these conferences. Like, right. Indiana last year, all they had to do was play Ohio State and lose to them. They didn't have, Michigan was not the usual Michigan vintage, but they didn't play Oregon. They didn't play Penn State, and they kind of coasted into the playoffs. So take a look at that Illinois schedule. I think that's actually a pretty savvy pick to have them in the top 12. I could absolutely see them being this year's Indiana because their draw is good and they have a really good defense.
No, I agree. They've got a really nice non-conference. They do play Ohio State, but it's at home.
Yeah.
They actually play Indiana in their third game, or they're in their fourth game. So last year's Indiana will play this year's Indiana.
Right.
And they got to travel to Washington on October 25th. So you never know.
But
you
no Oregon know. And no Penn State. And no, that's critical. And I don't know if they play Michigan.
No, they don't.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty sweet. Like, I would take that. That is a very, very, very friendly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Schedule. So, I don't think Illinois is going to contend for anything national, but I absolutely think they could be. In fact, right down to the coaches liking to talk trash. I think there's a lot of, and they both begin with the letter I. I think there's a lot of similarities between Illinois and Indiana. We'll see. Indiana at 19, I think, is way overrated. They lost a lot.
That's just respect. Respect for last year, I think.
I don't see them hanging in too long, but we'll see. Yeah.
Mike, we appreciate it.
Mike.
All right, guys.
Mike Conti there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.